Hello, world. This is Wichita. Eagle, published in this city since April 12, 1872, brings you another drama of yesterday. Stories of your city and mine. Stories of the little prairie town that grew into the great Kansas metropolis of today. This is Wichita. We open our program tonight with a selection by the Eagle Concert Orchestra under the direction of Russell Lowe. They're playing Das Harem, which will be followed by Das Lustpaket from the Nutcracker Suite by Tchaikovsky. And now, Das Lustpaket. Out of the back files of the Wichita Eagle come many stories of people who lived in this city when it was young and growing. There is rich humor in some of the early want ads carried in the Eagle. For instance, in 1872, a copy of the Eagle reveals the following ad.
Editor Eagle, please announce my name as candidate for collector, as I intend to collect every cent that is owing me in the next 30 days, if I can. C.N. Garrison.
And there's an 1874 copy of the Eagle, which, with the following unusual want ad.
Big feet wanted at number 60 Main Street, Wichita. Next door to the city bakery, 100 pair of the biggest feet in southwestern Kansas, for which calf and kid boots will be furnished at $1 less a pair than the regular price. Now, gentlemen, trot in your big feet and save your dollar. Parties with small feet having the courage to wear big boots shall get them at the same small price, all the same, and no questions asked. Here, men.
Yes, there are many amusing want ads in the old files of the Eagle. But it is interesting to note that from the very first edition of the Wichita Eagle up to the present time, the classified ad section has always been well filled. Yes, since 1872, Eagle want ads have been bringing in the results. Today, the Wichita Eagle is known as Kansas's largest classified advertising media. If results are what you want, then place your ad where it does double duty, where it appears twice daily in both the morning and evening edition of the Wichita Eagle, a newspaper for every member of your family. And now we lift the curtain on another drama of early day Wichita, a little radio picture of yesterday. Tonight, we bring you a story that was quite often duplicated in the early 1880s. The story of the widow, the woman who had to make her way alone in the world, all with children to support. Jobs for women were not as numerous as they are today, but the widows whose husbands left them little material wealth somehow managed to live in Wichita. Quite often in the Eagle, there appeared little want ads such as the following.
Wanted. Orders for dressmaking. Expert dressmaking is done by Mrs. H. Jones. I make dresses, cloaks, and gents' shirts.
Mother, wouldn't it have been much better if you said gentlemen's shirts?
Why, I don't
know. Oh, Mother. Miss, what's the difference?
Well, it just sounds more refined, that's
oh,
all.
Oh, Father, we're poor folks now. We can't afford to be refined. Go on, Mother, and read the rest of the ad.
I do the very latest fashion, and I am sure that my dressmaking will please even the most fastidious. Sort of sounds like I'm boasting, doesn't it?
Why, of course not. You have to say you're good or people won't come to you.
Well, I hope I get a few more than I have, won't you? Hand me the china pig, will you, Ma?
Oh, sure. It's kind of empty these days. There's a few coins in there.
Hope it's enough for the rent.
That again.
Yes, it comes pretty often, it seems like. Let's see. Here's a quarter, 35. Another quarter, that's a... What's 25 cents and 35 cents?
Let's see, that's... what is it, Liz? You always make good grades in arithmetic. 25 and 35, or... Liz! Well, now, will you look at the big crybaby sitting over there with tears in her eyes?
Elizabeth, what is it, dear?
Oh, I feel so hopeless, so utterly hopeless. Whatever is to become of...
Why, Elizabeth, we'll manage somehow.
Oh, no, you. You're poor, and you're doing dressmaking, and pretty soon you'll just be trash. Trash!
Elizabeth!
Oh, Mother, I just feel so disgraced. I can hardly hold my head up when I walk down the street.
Disgraced?
Yes. Isn't it bad enough that you have to do dressmaking without advertising it to the whole world and they do?
Oh, of all the... Mother, if you don't slap her, I will.
You'll do no such thing.
Oh, I will.
You don't care, Mom. You don't have any pride, but I do. I can remember when we had nice things and we had women to do our dressmaking for us. I can remember when Father was alive.
Why, you!
I told you I'd do it. Mother, she's wrapped. Oh, I wish I were dead.
Elizabeth,
Elizabeth.
Don't say that. Oh, I know how you feel.
Oh, no, you don't, Mother. Elizabeth, you're selfish. She's only thinking of herself. You're willing to do anything to keep a home for us girls. And you sit up all night sewing somebody's dress just to make enough to feed us. And all she can think of is herself. How sorry she is for herself.
Well, I can understand that, dear. Elizabeth loved the luxuries we once had.
It isn't that alone, Mother. It's the friends we've lost. When Father was alive, we had the big house and the carriages. We girls had a chance to marry someone worthwhile.
Oh, but you still have that chance. Why, young Sam Bolton isn't going to forget you, for he's just as fond of you as ever.
Oh, is he? Well, apparently you're too interested in that one head of yours in the paper to turn to the society note.
Society note?
Yes, look. There's something interesting to read. Well, go ahead.
Read it for me, dear. My eyes are sort of tired.
Oh, here, I'll read it. Where is it?
Right there. That note in the party last night. Just read down at the bottom there.
All the guests had a delightful time, and the party was said to have been one of the most successful of the season. Pretty Miss Gloria Taman, who was visiting friends here before returning to her home in Chicago, was guest of honor.
Guest of honor?
Oh, I don't see anything so terrible about that. What's that got to do with... Oh, I see. Sam's...
Yes, he took her. Every day since she's been here, he followed her around like a little poodle dog. Her people have barrels of money, and he never saw the like of the way she dressed her.
I just can't believe it.
Can't believe what?
Sam would forget you like that.
Oh, why shouldn't he? I'm nothing anymore. I didn't have anything nice to wear to that party. I couldn't have gone.
Oh, rubbish. Did Sam ask you to go to that party? Well, come on, answer me. Did he?
I told Sam I never wanted to see him again. I told him that 8 days ago.
Why, Elizabeth. Oh, you did.
Yes, I did.
And now you're crying because he's paying all his attention to this girl from the East.
Well, of all, let's not talk about it anymore. Why can't we move away from here? Why do we have to stay here and face all the ghosts of the past? All the memories of when we were happy. So we must be poor. Let's be that way somewhere else.
But it would be the same in any other town, Elizabeth.
You wouldn't have to face your friends who knew you when you had money, when you were somebody.
Oh, Elizabeth, the right people in this town don't care about whether we live in a foreign home or not. The friends you girls made, and the friends I made when things were all right for us, those friends don't mean anything unless they're still friendly with us now.
Of course they don't. You think I'm crying because a few of my fair weather friends are snubbing me now? Why should I worry about them? Listen, Liz, you're not making this easy on yourself or on Mother or any of us when you act like this. Well, sure, it's terrible to be poor, but we'll get by some way.
Of course we will. Oh, girls, we must stick together. When your father died, I thought it was the end of the world for me. For a while, I thought I could never pick up the threads of life and go on, but I knew you girls would need me. And someday you'll both marry fine husbands.
Girls in our class don't marry fine husbands.
Oh, of course they do, Elizabeth.
You think I'd marry a man just for his money?
Why, of course not, dear. You'll marry some nice man because you love him. And he'll take care of you and give you a home and you'll be happy.
Sure. Don't go running off one of the nicest boys in this town. Don't just throw him at the feet of that Eastern hussy. Hey, guess I'll have to take a hand in this thing and run it myself. Now look, sis, you love Sam Bolton and he loves you. You're going to win him away from that Eastern gal.
I wouldn't think of it.
You don't have to. I'll think of it. I'm going to tell Sam the truth. Tell him why you sent him away.
Why don't you
know? Yes, I will. I'm tired of seeing you mooning around because we're poor. Say, we're not whipped yet. Well, we're just getting started. Trouble with us girls, and you too, Mother. We weren't trained to do anything but depend on men folks. The whole thing is wrong. We women just rely on men and never do anything for ourselves.
Oh, my.
Don't cry.
Oh, I can't help it. Oh, what you said is so true. I'm really not equipped to provide for you girls. I never dreamed I'd have to. I have to admit that there's a loss in what Elizabeth says. I can see how how hard it is for a girl to find happiness. Oh, if your father had only lived. If I only had someone to turn it to.
We don't have anyone. We're just helpless.
Oh, P-A-M-N.
Mom.
I didn't say it. I just felt it. But I could say it. I could yell it at the top of my voice.
Oh, no nice girl ever even thinks of such a word.
Well, I don't feel like a nice girl. I don't want to even feel like a girl anymore. I wish I were a man. That's what I wish. A man can get any kind of a job and he can go anywhere he wants to. But because we're nice girls, respectable girls, we can't do anything except what we're doing. Wish I'd been born a boy instead of a girl. Then I could go out and make a good living for you and sis. I could... By George, it can be done. I can be the man of this family if I want to.
Oh,
Lord. No, I mean it, Mother. From now on, instead of us being three poor, helpless females with no man to guide us, we're going to be three scheming females out to free ourselves from this poverty.
Oh, Mother. I don't understand a word you're saying.
No, but you will, Mother. Now, look at it this way. If I were a man, if I were a boy, and my father was dead, I'd just naturally assume the family responsibilities, wouldn't I?
Well, yes, but you're not a boy. You're a marriageable young lady.
Apparently nobody wants to marry me. Now, Elizabeth's different. She's pretty, and she's a helpless, swooning female.
I resent it.
Don't be quiet. It's the truth. Now, if I were your brother, I'd have a long, confidential talk with that boy, Sam. I'd spit out my tobacco and I'd say, Sam, you know how women are. Elizabeth really loves you, but she has her pride. She thinks that because she's poor, she doesn't belong in your set. Now, Sam...
Oh, Mom, stop talking nonsense. Do you think I'd marry and leave Mother?
Well, that would be the best thing in the world for her. One less mouth to feed and one less...
Yes, but Sam would expect to take Mother in. He said so. Said he wanted to marry me and take care of all
of you. Let him get away?
Suddenly I did. That's not fair. When he had money, I treated Sam shamefully.
You certainly did.
Well, do you think I'm going to marry him now? Just because I want him to take care of me and Mother and you?
Well, never mind about me and never mind about Mother. Do you love Sam?
I've never loved anyone but Sam.
And if things were still the same with us, if we still had money and Father was still alive and you could still be the Belle of Wichita, would you marry Sam?
Oh, you know I would. I always intended to marry Sam.
Good. That's all I wanted to know. Just let me get my hat.
Maud, where are you going?
I'm going to talk to Sam.
Let her out of the house.
Well, your sister's a pretty determined young lady, Elizabeth.
Oh, but the idea of going to Sam, what do you suppose she'll say? Oh, I can just blush at the very thought of it.
Well, we'll find out. Here she comes.
Hello.
Well?
Want to know some news?
Oh, you know good and well I do. Well, what did you do? What did you say?
Why worry about that? How about asking me what he said?
Well, what did he say, Maud?
Shh. It's a secret. He loves it.
Maud, what? Did he say that?
Sure he did. But you almost lost him. You've got competition. That girl from the East is beautiful.
Oh, I know.
Well, she's crazy about him. There's nothing bashful about her. She's not returning to the East. She's staying here.
Here? Just for him?
Just to get him.
Did he tell you that?
Of course not. He doesn't even know it. He just thinks she's nice. You turned him down. What is he to do?
And how did you find out all this?
Listen, Elizabeth, I've still got friends in the old set we used to know. They don't care whether we've got money or not.
Oh.
What is it, Mother?
Girls, I've got a customer. Look at that perfectly elegant lady getting out of that carriage in front of our house.
Mother, that's the girl from the East.
Oh, dear. Why, she's coming here.
Sure. I heard that, too. She's heard about Elizabeth.
Heard about me?
Yeah, she heard that Sam was still crazy about you. Now she's coming to look you over.
Listen, sis, this'll be fun. See, she's never seen me, and she's never seen you, but she's heard you're beautiful. Now you go in the other room and let me pretend I'm you.
But why?
Well, don't you see? She'll take a look at me and just laugh at the thought of Sam being in love with me. I'll make myself look homelier than I really am. I may even cross my eyes for her. Here, now go in the other room.
You can leave the door.
Here she comes. Now go on to the door, Mother, and let her in. And if she wants a dress made, charge her plenty.
Oh, my. This is a country. How do you do?
Are you Mrs. Jones, the dressmaker?
Yes, I am. Won't you come in, please?
Thank you.
Here's a chair for you.
Thank you. I shan't be staying long for the present. I heard you did dressmaking, and although I have so many gowns, I thought I might consider permitting you to make one or two for me.
Why, I'd be delighted.
I'm used to the best, you know. My gowns are all original fashions designed by Monsieur Pierre of Chicago. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I can't say I have.
Of course, I can't expect you to give me anything that has the, the chic of his creation.
Well, I'll try to do the best I can.
I suppose that's all I can expect. I had it planned on staying in Wichita, but now I think I shall remain for a while. Someone gave me your name, and so I thought I'd call. You have a daughter, I understand.
Oh, yes, I have a daughter.
I hear she's quite attractive.
Well, I couldn't hardly say. This is my daughter.
Hello. Sure, I'm glad to see you.
This is your daughter?
Yes, I'm afraid it is. I mean, I'm not afraid. Are you?
You are pretty, ma'am.
Heavens, are you Mrs. Jones? Do I have the right, Mrs. Jones?
Yes, I am the dressmaker.
And this is your daughter?
Oh, yes. Did you say you heard I was purring?
Well, I moved the door. Excuse me, please.
Howdy, Mrs. Jones.
Oh, Sam, do come in.
Thanks. I have brought some flowers for a little.
Oh, how lovely.
Why, Sam, fancy meeting you here.
Oh, hello, Gloria. I didn't know that was your carriage outside.
Yes, I just came to see about some dresses and to see the lovely young girl everyone told me you were so fond of.
Oh, did you see her?
She's over there.
Yes, I'm looking at her.
You haven't seen Elizabeth. This is her sister.
Her sister?
Yes. Oh, just wait till you see Elizabeth. Where is she, Miss Jones?
Right here. Hello, Sam.
Elizabeth. Oh, I'm glad to see you again.
Is this the girl?
Yes, Gloria. This is Elizabeth. Elizabeth, may I present
Miss Excuse Sarah? Me, I must be going.
But what about the dresses you want?
Dresses from this hick town? I'll get them in Chicago.
You change your mind.
I'm leaving for the East at once. Good day, Mr. Bolton.
So long, and give my regards to Monsieur Perrin in Chicago.
Get me out of here.
Say, what is all this? What's going on here?
Oh, that girl came to see Elizabeth. See what she looked like. So I just pretended I was Elizabeth. It's so was the bride.
I'm beginning to understand.
Well, I'm glad you do, Sam.
Maud, I owe you a lot.
Well, just see that your wife gets all her dresses made by Mrs. Jones and daughter Maud.
Oh, Maud, have you no modesty?
No, but I got sense enough to know that it's time for me and Mother to retire to the kitchen and sort of leave the parlor to those who want it. Come on, Mother.
Yes, Maud. No, Maud, I'm so glad it turned out this way. Elizabeth was so unhappy, and she really loves Sam.
Sure. She just couldn't do anything but get married. I'm glad I didn't have it as easy as Elizabeth. Glad I wasn't born so pretty and so used to having all the nice things.
Oh, Maud,
Someday you'll find a nice young man.
Maybe. But until then, we'll get by, Mother. We'll be dressmakers together. I'm going to study styles and going to learn a lot. Oh, we'll get by, Mother. And we'll still keep our friends. The ones who really count. There aren't too many snobs in Wichita. Someday this town will be a lot bigger, and we'll have a lot more people to make dresses for. Say, we'll be hiring widows and old maids before you know it.
So the curtain falls on our drama of the Widow of Yesterday. All characters and names were fictitious, and only the background of early day Wichita was authentic. Every Thursday night, the Wichita Eagle brings you a romantic drama of early day Wichita. Inspiration for these dramas come from the back files of the Wichita Eagle, published both morning and evening for only 20 cents per week. Now this is Vernon Reed inviting you to listen again next Thursday to another story of your city and mine. This is Wichita.